Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
Now, today's devotional reflection. The Lord's Prayer is widely regarded as one of the most cherished expressions of the Christian faith. It boldly begins with a powerful invocation, Our Father. Addressing God as Father has become a fundamental practice among Christians and is considered essential to the Christian experience. It's striking to witness virtually every believer commencing their prayers and worship gatherings by acknowledging God as Father. This act is deeply ingrained in the bedrock of today's Christian faith. In the 19th century, some scholars contended that the very essence of the Christian religion hinges upon two key principles: the universal brotherhood of humanity and the universal fatherhood of God. While it does refer to God as Father a few times, the Old Testament is not explicit about our calling God Father. The Old Testament underscores the reverence and distance we should maintain in approaching God. God is depicted as transcendental and remote, less closely acquainted with us. This perspective is not only true, but also serves as a profound reminder of our need to humble ourselves before our omnipotent Creator and Sovereign King. In a significant discovery, a German scholar researching New Testament literature found that throughout the entire history of Judaism, including all existing books of the Old Testament and extra-biblical Jewish writings dating back to the 10th century AD in Italy, there is no instance of a Jewish person directly addressing God in the first person as Father. In the Old Testament, Jewish people used appropriate forms of address and trained their children to show respect when addressing God. The term Father was not part of the titles memorized by the Jews. Jesus is the first Jewish rabbi to directly call God Father. Jesus brought about a radical departure from tradition. In almost every recorded prayer, Jesus addresses God as Father. This intimate relationship with the sovereign God and creator of all things was met with opposition. Despite this, Jesus emphasized the right and privilege for his followers to address God as our Father, signifying an intimate relationship and adoption into God's family as co-heirs with his only begotten Son. If you primarily think of God as your Father and him as such, you have Jesus to thank. Jesus has given you this right as an adopted child of God. God delights in his children, so make good use of this grace. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.